Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners of this program Lantern, thank you very much for joining us. The title of today's story in this part is The Mouse and the Weasel. A little hungry mouse found his way one day into a basket of corn. He had to squeeze himself a good deal to get through the narrow opening between the strips of the basket. But the corn was tempting and the mouse was determined to get in. When at last he had succeeded, he gorged himself to bursting. Indeed, he became about three times as big around the middle as he was when he went in. At last, he felt satisfied and dragged himself to the opening to get out again. But the best he could do was to get his head out. So there he sat groaning and moaning, both from the discomfort inside him and his anxiety to escape from the basket. Just then, a weasel came by. He understood the situation quickly. "My friend," he said, "I know what you've been doing. You've been stuffing. That's what you get. You will have to stay there till you feel just like you did when you went in. Good night, and good enough for you." And that was all the sympathy the poor mouse got. Greediness leads to misfortune. And now the continuation of Lantern.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin-Nastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about the reasons of the causes of being greedy in human beings. Since this is one of the places where Satan's temptations become very effective on people, the Holy Quran advises everybody to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to find themselves not that much attached to the exuberances of this worldly life. Also, in the Holy Quran, in the verses 2 and 3 in the Surah Al-Humazah, it's indicated that people are instructed not to take pride in having more wealth than other people. Rather, from the Quranic perspective, what counts is piety. It's piety that counts for people's being worthier than others, and not wealth. Throughout history, we find that there have been many, many wealthy kings and monarchs. I mean, almost nobody could estimate or calculate the wealth. However, since there were people who recognized nothing but money, or recognized nothing but mere power, we find that they committed many mistakes, they committed many crimes.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at a story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
And the end point were nothing but being defamed and losing almost everything and leaving this world without having gained anything. It's indicated in the Surah Al-Humaza in the verses 2 and 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs people's attention to keep away from having a kind of behavior or kind of attitude in which people may neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all in anticipation of getting hold of more wealth and more and more wealth. And certainly, this is one of the effects and symptoms of satanic temptations in people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Surah Taha in verses 120 and 121 indicates it for people that Adam, as the first human being and as the first prophet, first divine prophet, used to live in the paradise. However, it was in effect of satanic temptations that Adam lost his place and his abode in the paradise, and he experienced a fall and came upon the ground. And now we find that in the Holy Quran there is a prohibited tree and the fruit of that prohibited tree. Whether it was a tree in the proper sense of the term or it was, anything else, but represented and symbolized like a tree, like a prohibited tree and its fruit, we find that it was Satan that tempted Adam to approach the prohibited tree and to have its fruit. And because of this, because of doing this, we find that Adam was expelled from the divine paradise. Fruits in general are very tempting. So, they are expected to be, wealthy things or wealthy edibles. So when Satan comes to us and wants to tempt us to do something wrong, Satan represents to us, shows to us the positive sides of any activity or any job. At least around 100 benefits out of that job are shown to us by Satan. But when we commit to that sin and we find ourselves to be the losers, Satan pulls himself aside and says, "I never urged you to do so. It was you who approached doing this." So we find that from the Quranic perspective, we understand that in the Holy Quran, it's indicated that Satan just tempts people, and it's the job of people to resist and to withstand satanic temptations. In the Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 41 and 42, there is the word akalun. The emphatic mode of expressing akal. Someone who eats. But akalun, it's in plural form, indicates that those people who are very greedy try to devour anything, to eat anything, to devour anything, to receive everything. And this is, of course, a very abominable moral trait, something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly indicates in the Holy Quran to keep away from. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.